It's the final countdown to a new draft constitution that was meant to unite Chileans.
Aprobamos! Otra vez!
With a copy of the proposed Magna Carta in hand, these volunteers sing, "Let's go! We must win and vote apruebo, or approve, in September's decisive referendum."
We want change because our current constitution, written under a dictatorship, was bad. This one will give us better health, education, pensions, and recognition of indigenous nations.
Yet the new constitution is seen by many as too radical and divisive, even by some Chileans on the centre and centre-left.
Let's join together without hatred, without fear, and with hope to say, not this one.
No.
Even before the draft constitution was finished last month, it was the target of an unprecedented campaign of disinformation promoted by those who oppose major proposed changes to Chile's political and economic systems.
The purpose is to actually make you believe something that is not true. I will say that probably there's an additional intent, and is to make you distrustful, not only of news, but about everything.
Disinformation fed on social and traditional media has spread fear that Chileans will no longer own their own homes, that indigenous nations will have more rights than everyone else, and that the justice system will lose all its independence. Even the Independent Electoral Board has come under attack on social media, presumably by extreme right-wing groups.
They've invented all sorts of lies about the preliminary results and undocumented foreigners being able to vote, but many believe it.
This is now Chile's number one bestseller, containing the nearly 400 articles of the proposed constitution.
But it's not exactly easy reading, and much of it is open to interpretation, all of which facilitates misinterpretation and confusion. Add to this the very credible reports that fake copies of this constitution are circulating on the streets in a bid to spread disinformation, and you have an issue that is both explosive and polarizing.
Un recuerdo con rabia. Televised campaign segments that give equal time to both sides may be crucial to the constitution's passage or failure.
Everywhere in the world, an election campaign appeals to emotions. It will be the same with this official TV campaign segment for this referendum.
Emotion or facts, and information over disinformation, will likely be the deciding factors in Chile's immediate and long-term future. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.